What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher? This is your boy Huggy Lowdown reporting live from the Fantastic Voyage. Another day of kicking it on a cruise. Another day of sailing away. Another day on the ship I call the Wakanda of Water. But just because I'm on this boat, I'm beautiful kinfolk, I still gotta let you know what they hitting for, from Hollywood to the hood, the bad, the good, the places you know who goes to spread his fake news woes. Now, as Taylor Swift told her last boyfriend in her last relationship, let's get this over with. For the first time in transportation history, y'all, a road rage incident ended in drivers playing a game of rock, paper, scissors. Yep, it happened in H-Town already. Now, I don't know if y'all ever been in Houston traffic before, but I'd rather get stuck in quicksand with a crackhead trying to lend me a helping hand. It's like waiting to be seated at Papa Do's on Valentine's Day. It's like waiting for Trump to say something presidential. Anyway, this guy named Marco Sanchez was stuck in traffic, and this other guy who was trying to go before Marco because the traffic was moving slow and who was probably like, oh, hell no, I got to go to Papa Do's. But little did he know, Marco wasn't having it out that mofo. Marco could have yelled, stay in your lane, bro. But no, Marco challenged this guy to a game of rock, paper, scissors. Who knew? You know how many lives would be saved by playing rock, paper, scissors instead of somebody throwing a rock at your car and flipping the bird? Hell, I had a road rage incident where I was told to get the hell out the car. It could have ended badly. Thank God for the parking lot ministry and them calming the pastor down. Well, anyway, the incident has since went viral, but I think we can all learn from Marco Sanchez. Sometimes we're too uptight, letting our emotions get in the best of us. We're rushing the jobs we complain about, homes we don't want to be in, and places we don't want to go to. We need to learn how to relax, people. We need to make America games again. We need to figure it out. Hey, y'all, May the 10th through the 12th, you still feel like coming to the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina to see me and Chris Paul? We're there.